Blog Talk Radio.
If you're happy with what you're doing and what you're making, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, I'm running 4,000 miles a week. My paychecks are hitting 10,000. I can't complain.
Hell no. I'd like to be getting some better miles. One week I got 3,500. But it was in a cycle, not in 70 hours.
I'm going out south of Portland, dropping tomorrow, going north of Portland into Charlotte. So you can't get much better runs than that.
I don't know.
So. But anyway, so.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckanize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Holly doesn't have a truck at the moment.
Holly, don't have a truck? What are you in?
My car.
Oh, yeah, I guess your truck wouldn't have a sunroof.
Well, my truck has sunroof.
And then, yeah, I'm all packed, ready to go to my truck. I went all the way up there, and my truck is gone. Nobody seems to know where it is. I catch somebody, he's like, ooh, went to a diesel shop. Like, what are you talking about? And he got in his car and drove away. Like, his day was done. So, you know, forget answering any of my questions. Nobody from the office, nobody from the shop, nobody called and told me that they put my truck in the shop, that I wasn't going out tonight. So you know how I packed. I loaded everything up into the car, took it to the, I'm on my way to the house. To take this stuff out of my car and stay at my house again tonight until they decide to tell me that my truck's back and that I can go to work again. Had they told me earlier, I would have mowed my freaking grass.
I thought I saw your truck at a car on a car lot for sale up in Boise.
Nope.
I just don't do a different thing. It was a different color coordination.
That's what I get for being specific about what the hell's wrong with my truck.
Well, they finally listened to you. So, you know, look at the bright side.
Okay, that is a plus. I will give you that. They finally did listen to what I was saying. I had to prove it, but they finally did something about it and not said, oh, well, you can just push the manual fan. No, because I'm going to forget and I'm not going to concentrate on that gauge, and I'm going to get halfway up a hill, and the red light shut the truck off immediately, light's going to come back on. And no, that's not how you run a 2021 truck. You want this truck to run, take care of it. I'm telling you what's wrong, fix it. So they actually did that. That is the plus. I just wish somebody would have freaking called me.
Yeah, that would have been nice if they would have gave you the heads up before you showed up.
Right, because then I could have done other stuff than boot up for the truck, you know, because I don't do a lot
Holly,
when I have so much. That I take
you're asking
nice.
So much.
Right?
You're asking way too much. You're just a driver.
Yeah, but you see, they would have expected me to be up all day. Well, maybe not expecting me to be up all day, but they would have expected me to leave tonight.
Right.
I've been up all day, so I come up like 5 hours... 6 hours earlier than, you know, when my 34's up, and I set the truck up, and then I take a nap, and they'll load my trailer, and then I leave. But, you know, when your truck's missing, it's kind of hard to do that.
That doesn't mean that they're not going to call you about 3 hours from now, so let's go, where you at?
No, it's not, no longer coming out of the shop today.
Oh, okay.
I imagine it's either a clutch fan, which is a job, or a fan clutch, and or a thermostat. I mean, our shop is that, maybe.
It could be a sensor. You know, them, you guys want to watch.
Right.
It
could be. But by the way the truck is acting and the gauges and the fan and all, it's definitely, and the fan doesn't come on, so it's definitely in the fan.
Yeah.
Because it's so, I'm thinking fan clutch, because if they took it and it's going to be a couple of day job. Like our guys wouldn't have done a fan clutch that was either went to international or to a shop. International probably can't get it until like weeks, so they probably sent it to another shop or something that can do it right away or will do it right away.
A fan clutch should be under warranty too, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So maybe it went to internet. Who knows? And because I was so irritated, I missed my exit. I passed the international dealer to come home. So, yeah, I'm just like, I'm having a moment.
I'm
getting mad.
Hey, now.
It's like, you know, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. And I'm fighting a migraine. It's just a day.
I learned, mad, pissed off, it ain't hurting nobody but yourself.
I mean, what am I going to do? Bitching isn't going to help. I mean, it's not going to bring the truck back. It's not going to magically show up in front of my house. Even though I've had my lucky charms today, not feeling very magical. Now that I don't have to go to work tonight, I'm going to go home and find my bottle of Malibu rum.
Hey, there you go.
The orange juice that I have packed in the car.
I like it with pineapple juice.
Pineapple and orange juice mixed, and then coconut rum.
I like it with ice.
Yeah, you gotta have ice in it too.
Yeah.
Just ice.
Oh, just ice.
So you're just saying you're a simple man, right, Jeff?
You can freeze the bottle and don't put the ice in. That's okay. I love that stuff.
I can drink Baileys on ice.
Yeah. I got some when we went to the truck show. I got some of that strawberry Baileys. And
How was that?
Oh, my God, that's good. Even my dad, he even tried it. He's like, that's good. And I said, you want some more? And he's like, no. He says, I need that sitting beside the chair with a glass of ice, and I'd be good for a couple hours. I was like, this is true, Dad.
That mudslide stuff that the other guys got when we were at the
Yeah.
Camp, that stuff was actually really good.
Huh.
I mean, it was something you could just put on ice. Because that mug I had, I just filled that up with ice and poured it in there. I mean, I didn't have to refill it, but it lasted all day.
Right.
And it's potent, too.
And
right.
My brother had it last year during my 55th birthday. He was having a cookout. He had his old bottle of this mudslide stuff. It tastes just like chocolate milk. You put that thing
on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I got so sloppy drunk, and I didn't have it much. But I'm a lightweight
when it comes
to alcohol now, so, you know.
Yeah,
but
I'm not really a drinker.
I could have drank it like milk and never known
to
later.
Yeah, you
got to
get up and it's like, whoop.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm curious. I'm going to go by the international dealer. That's a little detour.
Hey, you already went on one detour this evening, so why not another?
I'm curious now that if it's warranty, it will be at the international dealer unless they allow somebody else to do it.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird scenario when it comes to that.
Yeah,
I mean, would it be in a 2021 in a clutch brand?
Yeah.
I think when they bought
the warranty,
and I'm sure there's some type of repair, time limit when he buys these trucks. I'm sure he puts it in there that, look, if we have to have the truck in the shop, we need to be guaranteed that it's going to be out in X amount of days. You know, like where they get a little bit of a priority.
Right.
Because they're hometown.
Well,
and, you know.
I still got friends that their trucks have been in the shop for a while with parts on back order.
My dad's truck.
Well, that's the other problem.
Yeah. My dad, buy a whole new rebuild kit for his. Yeah, he had to buy a whole new rebuild kit for his truck, and it was a month before he was able to get it. He got all the parts, so, which is a good thing. He finally got them in.
That's the problem. So, yeah. I mean, I just, you know, okay, I get some extra time at home. I'll figure something out. I took a nap today. I'll get something done tonight that'll make it productive. But the thing that really irritates me, for as long as I've been with the company, that nobody has the decency to call me and tell me.
That's what would really irritate
that's
me as well.
That's what really has me irritated. Mm-hmm. And I mean, those that know me and know my relationship with Load to Ride, there's no reason that somebody shouldn't have called me.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that's what has me the most disappointed, I would say.
Yeah. I would have to say that would really tick me off, especially, you know, knowing that you're going to be all day, you know, and said, well, wait a minute,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
we're going to take this
schedule.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could have been, I live 45 minutes from the yard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like it's, you know, down the street.
Right.
So, yeah, they could have called and said, look, we're going to put your truck in the shop. We'll let you know when it's back out so you can go. Because they know I am not getting in the truck behind anybody else. I have driven a new truck with them for the last 6 years? Five years? 6 years? No, I'll take a vacation before I get the truck and use it. No.
Right.
I'll take a vacation. I have some attention.
There you go.
I mean, I just hired a guy yesterday to clean my yard and stuff up, so I don't have to do all that physical labor now. Thank God.
Yeah.
My body's like, no.
I know.
My mind's like, yeah, let's get this done. Cool. It'll look great.
No, I just got all of our grass cut, everything done Monday, all the weed eating done, and it's like, I know in 2 days I'm going to be back mowing again. And then Greg will be home.
Yeah, I kill for the East Coast, though. Oh. Well, I don't have grass. I got
right.
freaking rocks and dirt.
True. But I know.
West Coast, Arizona area.
She's in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Well, close enough. They got more grass than Arizona, guys. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I do have some, you know, what's supposed to be grass. But the contractor's like, well, do you want to do this inside? I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think we're just going to have to separate the yard in sections and do it. Maybe we'll do it inside in sections. I don't know. Well, we're not close to that point yet.
Right.
It's going to be a project.
I blame
it. Monthly project.
We have a little over.
I got somebody to come and maintain my grass, cut my grass for me while I'm gone.
Yeah. We have just a river here,
first
so
time ever.
It's a nonstop battle.
But you gotta realize I watch my house by cameras and my dog by cameras, and I have a kid that stays at the house, but he doesn't really, he's there at the house. You know, he doesn't really do anything. So he feeds the dog. That's about it. You know.
Well, at least he does that much, feeds him and lets him out. That's, you know, more than you can ask for from some sometimes.
Well, no, the kid doesn't even have to let him out. I have a dog door. They go in and out as they please. I have this place. I am so set up to be not there. It's ridiculous. I can watch the inside of the house, watch the dogs where they sleep. I can watch the outside of the house. I'm not playing.
Right.
I can see who comes in the front door and who goes out at any time. Yeah.
There you go.
And I can talk to my dogs on my Alexa.
If I would do that to mine.
It's on the table with a video.
All out there now. You talk to the dogs on the left.
They can see me on the video.
You know, like the treat thing. I keep seeing where you throw the treat at.
No.
Not yet.
But I can, they can see me on the, when I click into it, they can see me on the video that sits on the end of the table. And they can hear me. And then they look, if they look over to where the voice is coming from, they can see me too.
Oh, that's sweet.
crazy. So, because they weren't getting a lot of attention, and it was affecting them. So I was like, well, I guess I wasn't sure how it would work at first because I didn't want to confuse them.
Right.
But it's working. It's getting better. Yeah, because they when I first started it, they would just be like looking around like,
where are you at, Mom? We can't find
where
you.
They were looking for me.
Right.
And it was kind of out. Well, I don't know. Okay, well, we're cruising the international dealer. I don't see that big blue-green thing. So I guess it's not at the international dealer.
It could just be inside.
No, I'm looking big on all the bases.
Oh, they're still working then, huh?
Yeah, they're here till
midnight last thing. Somebody drove it off.
Yeah, they can drive them anymore.
Right?
Buddy of mine has pickup stolen right off of the lot there in Aurora or Denver.
Truck up.
He was at work.
Oh, geez.
Had a lot of keys in his pocket, and they hot-wired it, drove it off themselves, and found it.
Huh. What's
my question key has not left that truck since I got it. My ignition key stays in the truck. I don't ever take it out.
Well, that's like Greg's. It stays in the truck, too.
I have a key fob.
Yeah.
So I can lock it. I don't even take the key out of the ignition.
Huh.
So, yeah, my truck is officially MIA. The detective is going home. Dude!
Well, you've been real nice having me out. I've got somebody pressing to speak to me. I'm still working on that deal.
Right.
And I'll tell y'all, so I've got another piece to go into. But I thank you for allowing me on the show, and I'll see you next week.
All righty. We'll definitely look for you next week. And hopefully I got this all set up a little bit better next time.
Yeah, check out that yard stream, or stream yard.
Yes, I definitely will. All right, Cheryl, well, you take it easy out there, and good luck, and stay safe.
Be safe.
Me too. If I can figure out how to get out of here.
Uh-oh. Let me
please.
See. I can actually. Oh, wait.
It'll say leave in the top right corner.
Yeah, I just got to find it first. I got to pull my. There we go.
Ah, there. Okay.
Hit the back button.
Yeah, I was trying to find it because I know I can boot people out, I guess you could say, but I was trying to find it and I just couldn't find the thing. Well, I did figure out what was going on. At least I actually set it up on the radio show on my other laptop, and I had Ed call back in. I said, call in and let me know if it's working. And he said, yes, it is working. Now I just – so.
So is the video that we're seeing here now being streamed?
Yes. And somehow –
Facebook?
Yes. It's being streamed on my personal
okay.
Facebook page. Don't ask
okay.
me how, because Ed said I could go in there and it'll, you know, you could tell it where you want the video to go to. Well, I did that, and somehow it is still on my Facebook page. So, I don't know.
And not recognized?
Yes. So now, when this is all over, I'm going to have to share the
you
video.
Know why that is? Well, no. See, like, Load to Ride, I can only... When I go on Load to Ride's Facebook page,
yeah.
I can only answer or comment as Load to Ride. I can't comment as me.
Right.
Because I'm an admin on it.
And see, that's like with me also. Because
so,
there's...
Right.
Ed and I are the admins on ours.
It's weird like that. So you can't ever say anything on the Facebook page and it'll come up as Redneck Guy saying it, not you personally.
Right. Because I can actually on there a lot of times...
For me.
I'll post stuff on the page, and it actually will say that it was posted by. Or it'll ask me, you know, you as, you know, yourself or posting as Redneck and I's, and usually if I'm posting on there,
right.
I usually do it that way.
I don't even get that message anymore. I guess I'm...
Yes,
right.
I have, like I said, I have
I'll
no... Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, so I don't know what the deal is. I'm going to have to figure that out, why it went to just my Facebook page. It's okay, because I got a lot of people that's been commenting, and, you know, because most everybody that is on, that I tagged in our video or on our chat form that we do, is actually all on my friends list, too. So it's like I can see both either way, but, you know, we get it out on the Redneck Ignite. So I don't know what I did wrong, but you know what? At this point in the game, this was the first time I did this. I'm just glad I was able to get it up and running. So.
Right.
But we will see. Hopefully next week I'll have it figured out and work a little bit. If I start doing test runs to get it to pop on, so everybody will see Redneck and I's come on for a minute, then go off for a minute. So, but
right.
We're recording all these Zoom ones when people come for the Zoom in order to, we can, like Ed said, he can use a lot of that stuff for the YouTube channel. So.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, that's fine. We can do this. I'm good with that. I just don't, you know. I definitely don't want to have to get another laptop.
It's a lot easier to associate with a group when you can put a face to it.
Yeah. And that's what makes it nice. If people want to do the Zoom, you know, anybody can call and do the Zoom link because, you know, it doesn't have to be just the ones in the group. It can be anybody. But like Ed said before, he wanted to be able for the radio station. So when people are actually on talking, people can actually see who they're talking about or talking, you know, who the actual person
right.
is. So,
right.
But hopefully we can get some maybe on Sunday night. Because I don't remember if Ed said he's doing it on Sunday night, doing the Zoom and that. I think he said last week he was just going to do, you know, no video on Sunday at all and just do the radio station on Sunday. So I'm not sure what's going on there, if that's what he's going to do. So... But it kind of stinks that, you know, everything today was kind of a fiasco and crazy going for, you know, not just me here, but, like, for you. That's just, you know.
For everybody else, too. Oh, wait, Jeff left, too?
Yeah, we lost Jeff. I don't know if it was his service that he had problems with, you know, but I don't know.
I don't know. Issue?
No, I'm still here. You just keep in and out once in a while and freezing up on me. So.
Find the picture. I lost your picture.
Oh, it probably should. Well, you're doing it from your phone, so a lot of times it only shows up when the person's talking, kind of back and forth, but.
No, I had it. I don't know what I did.
That's all right.
I'm almost home.
Yeah.
So we didn't hear from Miss Hattie. Where's everybody else at?
Well, Hattie called last Wednesday. Called in on the radio station, and
right.
She was off her...
She was out to dinner.
Yeah. So her and I are actually going to set up a time to come on here like this and do a Zoom call in order to for her to talk
right.
to people, and I'm going to... It's going to be scheduled... Go. Hey. Damn cat.
Oh, crap. I don't have my seatbelt on.
And you just realized that?
Yeah, I did. Considering there's an accident right here and there's, like, cops everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good thing to put your seatbelt on then.
I'm like, yeah, we're rolling pretty slow through here. Let's,
Yeah.
Realize.
But how do you...
Oh, yeah. Damn. Oh, jeez. Five cars?
Wow.
All got touched at some point, and a motorcycle.
Oh,
wow.
that's always.
These people race around like it's they go into 500.
Exactly. Well, it's just like.
I don't understand it.
There was an actual, where is it? A friend of ours sent me a thing yesterday because she asked me, she's like, you know, we want to know if this was Greg's truck, or Donovan wanted to know if it was Greg's truck, because there was a truck fire down here on Route 7, you know, probably about 2 miles from us. And I noticed yesterday, as far as telling Greg, I said, all these fire trucks went flying down the road and all went down to Liverpool, and, you know, I could hear the sirens and hear it was a truck fire. And I don't know if I can, let me see. I'm going to see if I can, I was going to see if I could share it. Okay, here, let me see if I can write this way. No, I don't want to do it that way. Anyways.
Speaking of, fire truck behind me.
But all they could see is just, yeah, it was a van, or a van, but just flames flying off of the truck. But it was funny. In our local newspaper, there was not a thing about that in the paper today. Thinking, seriously?
That's crazy.
But our newspaper doesn't put half what goes on in the area. Now,
right.
And what was even worse is I walked upstairs just before Greg called, you know, about 6 o'clock, and our local news was on. Now, where this truck fire was in Wellsville, Ohio, which, like I said, is about 2 miles from here. And when I walked upstairs, there was on 27 News, which is out of Youngstown, talking about down at Wellsville School, a teenager was shot, like at 9 o'clock last night. And again, nothing in our local newspaper. Because Wellsville schools were closed today because of the shooting. It's like, seriously, these people don't want to put nothing in a paper for, you know, I don't even know why it's still open. Or why people like me still get a subscription every day and then bitch when they don't come. And but, yeah. But it is nice that, you know, kind of relax in the evening. We sit here, you know, because it's
So,
he's home every weekend. Yeah, the company that he went with, he told him, he says, I'll leave on Sunday. I don't have a problem with that. He says, but I wouldn't be home on Monday or on Friday. You know, Friday morning, Friday, last Friday, he's been, you know, this is going on to his second week with the company. And he left last Tuesday, I think it was. And then he was back Friday, late Friday night, like 1 or 2. It was almost 2 o'clock in the morning when he got in. And then he left Monday and delivered, you know, here outside of Butler, PA. So he was just up in Cleveland, and he'll be delivering Columbus in the morning. No, I take that back. Columbus Friday morning. He's on his way down south now. Last, when I talked to him last, he was on the West Virginia Turnpike. So, but he said he should be home hopefully Friday evening, because when he unloads down in Columbus Friday morning, he's got to go right back up to Cleveland to reload stuff going back down to North Carolina, I think it is where he's going.
Is he doing flatbed or is he just doing box?
No, it's on the van. And now it's more full loads than not, because he's loading a load out from down south that's like 5,000 pounds, I think he said, coming to Big Lots Distribution Center in Columbus. So,
right.
I was like, well, I guess that works.
I made it.
Even after a detour, huh?
Oh my God, this is crazy. Yeah. Oh, maybe I can still mow my lawn.
Hey, there you go.
Nope, I hired somebody to do it. I'm not doing it. He should be back in the next couple of days.
Uh-huh.
I can find other things to do. I don't know. I have a radio show to do right now, though.
Yeah. Our radio show is always interesting. Last week was a good one. It was, you know, Cheryl was on with me the whole time, you know, so it was.
I was listening. I had a banging migraine, and I had to get up.
Yeah,
And I fell asleep while I was on it. I was listening, and I fell asleep.
Well, that's what Greg said. He says, well, where was Holly at? Because Greg was listening in on it, too. And I said, well, she was on there. I said, but she never, you know, put in that she wanted to talk. So yeah, so I won't just bring anybody on unless, you know, they actually say so.
I, like I said, I was listening. And I was giving every effort I could because I just laid there with my eyes closed. And I was
right.
listening. And next thing I know, I was not on anymore. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I did fall asleep.
But it's like this evening when I get done here, I'm going to go swap clothes in the washer. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did all that yesterday and this morning. Like.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
Like I went up and we bought a camper. Well, it's a whatever it is, a motorhome. Just a little short, you know, nothing big.
Right.
So I got all these towels, and I figured, well, you know, I'm going to wash them up. They're going to go for the camper. It'd be perfect. Just, you know, a few that would use, not like we're going to take showers in it because the shower is like, you know, you could touch all four corners.
A towel or two.
Yeah.
Extra.
So.
I keep them in my truck.
And then I got to start cleaning it.
There could always be a beach at a rest area or
something. Yep. But I start cleaning the camper, so I figured this is going to be one step to it. So I got to. Either I've got to take all the curtains out and see how they clean up when I wash them. And if they don't clean up very well, then I'm going to have to find curtains for the thing. Cause it's a 90 or 91 and everything in it is original except for the refrigerator. It was just replaced in 2012. So it even has
my washer's pickup truck.
Oh,
he's got the doors open and he's hosing off. It was just like you used to do with the old trucks. Open the doors, hose off the floor.
Well, yeah, if you get the rubber mat, well, my dad's truck, his pickup, that's what he wanted.
He
says, I want the metal, I want the rubber matting in it, so all I have to do is just blow it out. Be okay.
I just thought it was funny, yeah, that's what he was doing. Like, he's just hosing that floor off in his truck.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy when you see him do it. It's like, really? You're actually doing this?
Yeah, it's a pickup truck, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a pickup truck.
Well, at least you have to say, at least he's keeping it clean.
Right. Of the, like, six he has.
Yeah.
He has so many trucks parked in his backyard behind the fence.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Race strip when they come out in the morning.
Oh, Lord. I know.
You
got
to move two trucks to get one out.
Yeah. I know. Our place is like that sometimes when there's a bunch of people here.
I live in a neighborhood. I can fit a car and a half in my driveway. You know what I mean? And I have, because I'm at the end of the cul-de-sac, so I have the real tiny front lawn, and then I have the edge of the backyard.
Yeah.
So I'm like the biggest wedge. And I have like a car and a half worth of parking. They can fit more cars in their driveway. The front's bigger.
Right.
Yeah, I lose all the parking. I only have one car. Can only drive one.
This is true. I have to alternate between my car and my truck. He is somewhere down, I don't know. Last time I knew he was going down
not
the West Virginia. No. Down somewhere on the West Virginia Turnpike, so who knows where he's at this point in time. So.
They just texted me and said, we're loading a relay for you to Florida.
You can say, how am I supposed to do that when I don't got a truck?
It'll be...
Oh, that's funny.
Apparently. Nobody told me either. Apparently it was a secret. I can't wait to see if they're going to... I ain't getting in somebody else's truck.
Right, because it's kind of funny. They tell you they have that for you to do, and it's like, I don't have a truck. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, wow. You gotta love them.
It is what it is. Let me get back on here. I don't know how I get back. There we go. Saw Kim Dispatch come across my phone. I'm like, what?
Come on, Pigger, you can make
this
it. Told you could.
Like, get drunk, it's done.
Yeah.
I'll come up with something like that.
Yeah, and they'll come up with that right after you get in the house and get every foot from EB, and then call you and say, ready to go.
Not tonight, I'm done.
Right?
No. No. As I'll be loading the shit back up.
Yeah.
No, I'll probably tell them no and then just show up. I mean, my truck's done, I'll go, but, like, really?
Right.
I'm not playing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'd be more than happy to take that run if I had a truck. Let me see if I can pull it.
Yeah.
That's like when people ask you when you get out of the truck stop. I don't get as much as I used to. But people say, like, the dumbest things. So, you drive that truck? Really? You just saw me get out of it.
Yeah, you add them stupid like that.
I drive the truck. It's a whole lot easier than pushing it. That's my response every time.
Right?
You get up, ground that it was your to drive it, then it's pushing it.
Yep.
By yourself? You drive that by yourself? Just me and the voice in my head. We have a good old time. We get along great here.
Yeah, it's crazy when people ask stupid questions like that. It's like, really? You know, back in the 1930s.
Looking at you get out of the truck, like, I turn around a lot of times and look, like, are you talking to somebody in line?
Right?
Right. It did here, it didn't morph it here. How's the recycling? Recycle can out. Perfect. I never know when it is because I'm never here.
Right.
I have the kid that lives here that takes care of the dogs. He does the trash too, so he knows when it is. I have no idea. I know it's every week. That's it. I just never know which week it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, he'll every once in a while be like, well, we'll see when the next week is. It's a struggle. Have to keep a house, you're by yourself, and be on the road.
Right.
It's, I just want to, yeah. It's a challenge sometimes.
I can believe it.
But if it weren't for driving, I wouldn't have a house, so.
Yeah.
To catch 22 for sure.
This is true.
Yeah, you realize when you don't, like, when my son was here, it was great. I could call and be like, could you mow the lawn? It's getting a little high. Or could you pay that bill? Or could you make sure that this kid's done? Or, you know, can you go take care of this before I come back?
Right.
Like, can you get the dog food? You know, send you the money.
Yeah.
And I have some beautiful things there. I got to do it when I get home. I got to, you know, bring my stuff home, do my dishes on the truck. Because I do any dishes on the truck, keep them in a bag, you know, all the bottles and whatever to eat. Because I don't use paper plates and I don't use plastic silverware.
Right.
I treat the truck like it's like, I'm driving, I'm at work. When I'm done driving, I have something to eat. Just go with it. I just run a little bit, I have something to eat, the dishes, you know, TV. I like just because I'm out here, I'm eating real food because I don't do fast food. I don't spend any money on the road. Not
right.
Food. Really don't spend any money at all. But then, you know, I'm treating it like I'm using real silverware. And, you know, I use plastic bowls and plastic plates, and I just wash them when I get home.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just wipe them out. But, you know, it depends on what I'm eating.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a whole process. The whole... And there's no wife or husband to, you know, like, the men out here have a wife that will, you know, prep meals for them and all that stuff and have all that stuff done. And it's a challenge when you're by yourself. Nobody knows where you are at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You gotta set up a buddy system or find that one person you always let know where you are, just in case it's too crazy for somebody not to know where you are.
Yeah, and that's why we have that Life 360 app, because that does help keep track of everybody. You know, you can actually see where you are, and we talked about it last week, I think it was. Yeah, because that way your son could have, you know, be on it too, and you would know where he is, and he would know where you are, you know. Because it does relatively close.
I just got a notice from Facebook that said they're getting rid of their nearby friends. So if you're on Facebook and you know your location, your friends can see where you are.
Right.
So that's what my son has always used in the past.
Yeah.
Because he can just get on Facebook, go to nearby friends, and then see exactly where I am. To, you know, pinpoint. So instead of being rid of that, you don't have that option.
Right. And like I said, that's why we use that Life 360, because it tells you pretty much, you know, where everybody is. Because, like, right now, Greg is in Virginia. He is on, what route is that? 81 outside of Roanoke. So, and I know Robbie uses the same thing also. He also uses the Life 360. And we lost Holly. That's okay, because we're not that it's okay that we lost Holly, but she's out there in Colorado, so she kind of freezes up once in a while. I don't think she has the best of service out there. So, but since we're getting down to the last 15 minutes of the show, even with all of the rigmarole and issues I had earlier, you know, finally got all that worked out, I think. So I have now learned that with the radio show and doing the Zoom Facebook thing, I can't do them both from the same computer. So that was a lesson learned. So we got, So we got that. I got that figured out, thankfully. So, but I do want to take a minute here to talk about our service, which is Trucker Tools. With the Trucker Tools app. With the app, you can go down to your Google Play Store or your Apple Store and download their app. It's free to download. It actually helps you find truck stops, gives you fuel prices. I do believe I have to go back and check that door. They do have load boards. They do load tracking. You can find loads through them, and they give you a few other things that you can do on that app. And I know there's been a few drivers that actually hauled loads for off the load or the Trucker Tools app. They've been a sponsors of ours for the last couple years. So I just want to take a minute to thank them for being loyal supporters of Redneck and I's. And with that, I'm also going to bring we had Miss Hattie Jane Rollins on last week for a few minutes from DPF Regeneration. And her number to call her directly is 203-549-8606. And their business is diesel particulate filters for cleaning. And you can also get new parts from her. She was telling us last week about, you know, you can order turbos. They can actually fix and clean your charge air coolers, new radiators, and have a real quick turnaround time. So you can also look them up at WeBakeEm, that's WeBakeEm.com, and they are located out of Stratford, Connecticut. And I spoke about load-to-ride transportation at the beginning of the show. I'm just going to bring it up again here while we're on here. And that is load-to-ride transportation at www.onestopfreightways.com. They're located out of Denver, Colorado, and that is who Holly works for and where her truck is now, MIA. But with that, with that being said, it's in the shop being fixed, so it's not like it was stolen and it's out running the coast somewhere. But they do many different types of freight hauling. They do have a, you know, power only division now, they say, if I am correct. And they also do tailgate loads, so they do have liftgate freight. But their number there is 720-277-0030. So if you're looking for a new company to go to that has really nice looking trucks and bright colors, check out Load to Ride. And they've been a good supporter of Redneck and Ice for the past couple years also. So we're getting down to the last few minutes of our show tonight. I'm looking for my, you know, mouse since it died on me earlier tonight. I don't know why. It just didn't want to work, so I had all kinds of issues with it. Now, I told you guys earlier tonight about our North Carolina opening a new rest area, which is, you know, it's good. We're glad. We're glad they're all making money and opening all these big rest areas. But one of the ones I was trying to tell you guys about that somehow I had no volume, so it did not work, but is on I-81 rest area in Virginia to close at the end of May until Labor Day. And that is the Troutville rest area located on the southbound interstate of 81 near mile marker 158. Briefly, I'm not going to read the whole thing again to you. They are actually extending the on-ramp and the off-ramp for that rest area because they are very short. So the on-ramp is going to be extended by 500 feet. I take that back. The off-ramp is going to be extended by 500 feet. The on-ramp is going to be extended by 2,100 feet. So, and that was, they're actually going to add 10 more or 3 more parking spaces for big trucks. But you can go to the Virginia Way Station located at mile marker 149 where they will have a temporarily available for commercial vehicles. They're going to have porta pots and stuff like that for you guys to use there, you know. And then also with that, you will win a free DOT inspection while you're there. So just watch out for that one. With that, I thought that was kind of funny, you know, because that's what, when I read this article, that's the first thing he said. He's like, oh, yeah.
It actually says it in the article?
No, it does not say that in the article. But that's what Greg and I said. You know, he's like, yeah, he says, you can pull in there. And he says, that's a free DOT inspection all day long. I was like, you're right.
Absolutely. So, you don't even have to ask.
No. Yeah, they give it to you freely. So we're down to, like, the last 10 minutes, which, you know, it's been – one heck of a show tonight with all the technical issues we've had from start to finish for some ungodly reason everything went wrong. So, but, you know, next week we have, you know, here I go hitting buttons again. One of these times I'm going to hit a button that's going to shut everything down, which that would just be, you know, the icing on the cake for today.
Right.
But tomorrow night, Ed will be back on 7 o'clock again on Friday and then on Sunday at 7 p.m. for 2 hours for the normal Sunday night show. And we will again be back on Wednesday for another crazy night of, you know, everything goes wrong can happen now.
It's women in trucking. It's not typical. It's not any, yeah.
No.
We do things differently.
Yeah, we have our own way of doing things, and, you know, it seems like nothing goes the way that we think.
Right. Well, when everybody tells you you can't do stuff, and then you have to, you know, show them.
Exactly.
We just do things a little differently.
Yep.
Know?
And that's how it's been today. It's been, you know, one thing after another. It's always something that's not going the right way, not the way that we think it should actually go. So.
When was the last time you heard about a woman starving to death in her truck?
I know, right?
Doesn't happen.
No.
No.
Or,
we're too prepared.
Or you get those ones.
For life.
I get those things. It's on Facebook. It's a group that I was in here a while back. It's about feeding drivers, you know, when drivers are stuck out and they can't get food.
Right,
And it's like, okay, it's not like you're stuck at a shipper's or a receiver's and you're stuck there for, you know, 3 days because you can't get unloaded and you can't move. You're at a stinking rest day or a truck stop. Why do you need somebody to bring you food at a truck stop? So are you that broke that you have absolutely no money to go in and get, you know, even a, well, I can't even say a dollar.
I can remember trucking in the beginning when I lived off my fuel points for food.
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning.
Oh, yeah. There was plenty of people that did that.
Mm-hmm. I still, I mean, that's, you know, when I buy, if I have to buy something, they have it at Love's.
Well,
I just use my points.
Yeah, and that's Greg. He does,
I mean,
too.
So I really, you know, if I absolutely, you know, if I need a pair of gloves or something like that, it's not like I have to stop and buy them. I just buy them at Love's.
Yeah.
My points.
Yep.
But they didn't have the point programs back then either that they have today.
Right.
Nothing
hey, we have a caller.
Worse. Uh-oh.
I know. We're going to bring him on. Hello, can you hear us?
No, I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Robbie. How are you?
Oh.
Hi, Robbie.
All right. Could be better. But it could be worse.
Hey, you could have been having a night like Holly and I've been having today. Holly goes to leave and
no, I was reading that. I was in the process of unloading a backhoe.
Oh yeah, Greg said you were going to do, you know, haul one for a friend or something.
Yeah, I picked up his backhoe from the dealer and took it to his job site for next week.
Nice.
And I'm going to go up to Washington and pick up an excavator for him.
Oh.
He's paying me to go up there, so might as well go. Can't find no freight here that pays worth the hoot.
Yeah. I think that's what everybody's
been complaining
about.
Pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we were having an issue with that.
I know you guys were talking about food on the truck. I don't know why a bunch of people have to use Uber Eats or whatnot.
Why
don't you go to Walmart and go stock up your truck?
Exactly. That's why, you
it's
know.
It's very, 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 very seldom I eat in a truck stop.
Yeah. You know, it's just like,
well,
you know,
there's nothing but junk anyway.
Right. And that's the bad thing is because there is nothing good there anymore.
No.
You know, once upon a time when the bigger truck stops had, you know, the restaurants, it wasn't too bad to go in there and get something to eat.
You know, unless it's a truck stop that I know that has good food.
Yeah.
They were all very heavy foods.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just heavy, thick foods.
Yep.
You know, your wintertime foods, your meatloaf, and all.
Yeah, in the summer you want stuff a little bit lighter.
Right.
Well, it depends how much I do that day is on how hungry I get.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did we get somebody else on?
No, that's people's Facebook messages, and it's coming through on both computers. So I'm getting dual things going on. Yeah, Robbie, I had everything set up. I'm thinking I'm doing good. I'm going to do the Zoom and that, the Zoom and Facebook Live. Well, the Zoom was supposed to go through the Redneck and I's Facebook. Somehow it went through my personal Facebook, and then the radio show would not work on – I had everything on one computer. Well, I couldn't do the radio show and the Zoom and everything all on the same computer. So
you're not high-tech like Ed is.
No. But that's Ed called in. He's like, he sent me a message. He's like, hey, you have no sound on the radio station. And Jeff kept saying the same thing, that there was no sound and we couldn't hear him. And it wasn't us. It was the fact he called into the radio station and he never hung up from the radio station when he tried getting on the Zoom link also. So it was just a big old cluster. I had to go, and now I know if I do this again, I got to do the radio on a different laptop and not on the same one. So, but I just didn't know how well everybody would hear everybody. Huh?
It's not but money.
Uh-huh. I do this once a week for 2 hours. I did good, got a mic and headsets, and I can't use the headsets because if I use the headset, then on the same, you know, I might be able to use, I don't know. I don't even want to know. I don't know. I'm just very good at the technical stuff. I'm good that I got everything up and running, so.
Oh, that's
good enough for me. Yeah. And now I know that, you know, Holly can hear you when you're on the other laptop, so the only thing I may have to get for it is might be an external speaker, so it's a little bit louder, so everything, so the mic picks everything up better. Because I have both laptops.
Like, he is distant.
Real close.
He is distant.
Well, then I'll definitely have to get a speaker for it. But to bring everybody close, I have the mic right here in the middle of both laptops, so I can pick up everything. So, I don't know. It's a trial and error thing for me because, like I said, I'm not a technical person. We all seen Ed's setup when it comes to the radio stuff, so. And
yeah.
I don't got all that. But. So, yeah, farewell. I did a little bit here. I figured it out. I know what I got to do next time, so that's a good thing. One thing at a time. So. But it seems like it's nonstop when it moves everything. Yeah, especially when you just loaded everything up and took it to the truck, huh?
Yeah, right? Well, it's all back in the kitchen. And I just have to put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Which is creative packing in itself. I mean, I have two refrigerators. One I use for all the stuff out of the truck, and then the other one's for the house.
Oh, there you go.
I got a big refrigerator in
here.
And then I took out my cabinets and built cabinets around the refrigerator.
Well, how big is your fridge in your truck, Robbie?
It's the biggest one you can get at Walmart.
Oh, see, that's the same thing we have in ours, too. It's the one with the bigger freezer and that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it has a door for the freezer, door for the fridge.
Yeah.
I can pack away at least probably close to 2.5, maybe 3 weeks of food in there.
Yeah, and when Greg and I were together, when we were out for 2 to 3 weeks, you know, very seldom did we have to stop at a Walmart to go in and get anything because I had all the meals planned out because we would eat maybe once or twice out in the truck stop, you know, and that was,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, just to get out. And it only goes down to once a week. It's somewhere I'm going to eat out just to get out of the truck.
Exactly.
Or I don't feel like cooking the night type deal.
Yeah.
But I got a barbecue grill on here. I got a microwave. I got an oven. I pretty much have a truck stop could make. Actually, I'm probably make better food than a truck stop.
Yeah, I think everybody probably can sometimes. But it is, yeah. It's crazy because the price of the food at the truck stop.
It's outrageous. I'll spend probably right around $250 on food when I know I'm going out for a couple weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it may be. All of those spend $200-$300 on food and whatnot. I'm good.
Right.
The office is asking where my truck is.
Seriously?
Yeah. Better call your mechanic.
Is she losing her remote again? Are you losing your remote to your TV?
No, she lost her whole truck.
No, I actually Velcroed it. I lost the whole truck. They took it to the shop.
Oh, the remote ate the whole damn thing.
Well, you see, the remote is stuck to the side of my microwave where I did that night, and it stayed there ever since, because the one day I stopped driving and I was like, oh God, I gotta look for the freaking remote. And I happened to look over at the microwave and I went, I'll be damned. It's hanging right there. So, yeah.
Right there where you left it, huh?
It's real in my truck. I'm telling you. It's bad. You know, I get a few more years older and they'll just start calling it dementia. Like, with ADD.
Yep.
Trust me.
Okay, Belle. Huh?
Yeah. Get back in. And I guarantee you they're going to call me and be like, no, you need you to take this. I ain't going nowhere. Nope.
Yep, not until my truck's ready to go.
I don't even have to bring my clothes and all that stuff. I can all stay in the car.
Yeah.
I just need to bring the food in.
Right.
Yep. And it's trash night, so I can clean the refrigerator out. Look at that shit.
Yeah, right?
I do that when I get home and turn the fridge off.
Yeah.
I'll make it a productive night.
There you go. That'll be
me. Somehow, some way.
I'll go up and finish the stuff I was doing earlier, and, well, I can't. I can't finish planting plants because, you know, it's dark out now.
You get flashlight.
I'm glad y'all got light.
Plenty of light out here.
Well, yeah, the plants that I want to plant go out on the back patio, so I could take containers out there and sit out there and do them, but I just scrubbed the back patio. Well, I didn't scrub it. I sprayed it off, I should say. So I really don't want to go all over it. It'll be all right. I'll figure it all out. It'll be tomorrow's project.
I still got about an hour worth of daylight left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only 6 o'clock here.
It's what?
It's only 6 o'clock here.
Yeah.
Rush hour traffic. That's what I'm dealing with right now, going home.
What, Clarabelle? You want to say hi? You want to say hi? So you were out playing with a hose today. Yes, you were. Okay. All right, guys. I'm actually going to close this down so I can let the heathen dogs out since they're all pestering me now.
Oh, yeah. It's been a couple hours since they've probably been out.
Yeah, I put them out just before, you know, started the show. All right, come on, Claire. So, you know, they're all ready to go out. And poor old Max, he's having a harder and harder time getting up and down the steps. So, he actually went up for a little while ago, and I hear him up there whining at the top of the steps now. So.
One day he's going to get up the ghost.
Yeah, I know. I'm not looking forward to that day.
It's a matter of time.
Yeah.
I know. Alrighty,
okay,
well, have a good night.
You guys, too, be careful. Well, Bobby, because I know Holly's not going to go out till tomorrow.
In the kitchen.
You're right.
I'm going to leave Friday morning and go up to Washington, so.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Greg should be home Friday afternoon.
Yeah, Monday morning. Load up for Monday morning up there and come back home.
Well, hopefully they'll have something for you by then, too.
What, when I get home?
Yeah.
Then I'm taking 2 weeks off.
Why would you do that? Haven't you been home for 2 weeks now?
Well, not quite. A week and a half.
Well, at least you weren't home for
months. The 25th is my youngest son's graduation.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's a reason to stay home.
Yeah. And then I think that following weekend we're doing a party for him. I don't know what day it is.
Huh. You don't
all
have
I know,
to know
I need
what
to be
day
by
it is. You just have to show up.
Exactly.
Yeah. All righty, guys. All right. You guys
have a good night, guys.
All right. You too, Robbie.
Have a good one.
Night, Holly.
Talk to you soon.
All righty. All right. Well, exciting evening that we had tonight with everything going wrong that could possibly go wrong with us here on Redneck and Eyes Radio. We got it all worked out, or I should say I kind of did. I figured out what I did wrong and what I was doing. So now I have not one computer up and running. I have two to do the show if I'm going to do the Zoom and that. So check in with us next week, 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio or Unplugged Radio. And the number for our radio show is 515-602-9731. Hit option one to be part of the conversation because, you know, we can have one heck of a conversation going on at night. So with that being said, all you workers out there, take it easy, be careful, and make sure you watch all your corners because we never know, or you never know, what could be on either side of you. So just be careful out there, especially, you know, now it's just all the kids are getting out of school, everybody out on motorcycles. Heck, I had one cut in front of me, and heck, we ride too. So I had one cut in front of me, and thankfully I was paying attention and seeing what he was doing, but he was a young kid on a crotch rocket, thought he was just, you know, the best in the world. So with that being said, I will catch you guys all back here next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Women of Redneck and Eyes on the Redneck and Eyes Radio Network. So, again, our sponsors that we want to always say thank you to is Load to Ride Transportation, DPF Regeneration, and Trucker Tools. Okay, you guys all have a good night, and we will talk to you all soon. Stay safe.